Grease was glaring at Han, and Sly's whiskers were quivering while Amala patted him on the back gently. They all perked up when food was mentioned. The waitroid returned, and they placed their orders, along with a request for a second basket of hubba chips.
"You shouldn't have called them vermin,"
Alana said to her grandfather.
"That wasn't polite."
"No,"
Han said, taking an overly long pull at his ale.
"It wasn't."
Leia knew the apology was sincere, but Han's voice was still gruff with annoyance.
"We knew you didn't mean it,"
Amala said kindly.
"Partners sometimes get a little testy with one another."
"I'm sure all your partners do,"
Han said. Leia put a hand on his arm and squeezed.
"So," she said, "tell us about the chief."
"Oh, you'll like this,"
enthused Amala.
"But first our terms," said Grease. "We want you to take us back to Coruscant with you. Second, we'll want enough credits to buy a ship and be comfortably supplied. Third, you let Jag and Fel know who helped him out, because friends of good partners often make good partners themselves. And finally, lunch and all other meals are on you."
It was not an inexpensive deal, and Leia fancied that they'd end up getting the worst of it. She wasn't sure that what she and Han thought was important about Dala and what the squibs thought was important were one and the same. Still, she knew in her heart that she wouldn't have come if she didn't think they knew something worth hearing. And any lead was a good lead at this point.
"And in exchange," Han said, "we get this information, which you've indicated is very important."
"Oh, yes,"
Sly said.
"Very important."
Han and Leia exchanged glances. Leia gently touched the Force to ascertain if the squibs themselves were comfortable with their end of the bargain. If they were bluffing, she'd sense smug satisfaction. Squibs always wanted to come out the winner in haggling. If Han and Leia were getting the better part of the deal, they'd be feeling resigned. What she sensed surprised her.
"You're afraid,"
she said softly, stunned.
"Afraid? Us?"
scoffed Grease.
"You know, you keep doing that Force thing. We might just walk with our information. I'm sure others would find it just as valuable as you would."
But they wouldn't. Leia knew it. And she was suddenly very worried. Squibs usually erred on the side of overconfidence, particularly this family unit. She'd seen them cheerfully backtalk armed beings and launch themselves at Imperial stormtroopers without a second thought. She caught and held Sly's gaze. He blinked at her with large, soft brown eyes, then his gaze slid away.
"Sly," she said, keeping her voice calm, "what have you gotten yourselves involved?"
Blaster fire interrupted her. Han turned the table over, sweeping Alana into his arms and racing for one of the large Duracrete pots that held the shade trees. Leia and the squibs were right behind him, all four drawing and firing their own weapons as they ran. Two blasts later, the table and chairs where they had been sitting were nothing but twisted piles of metal. Other diners dived for cover, and the patio of the Riverview Cafe, so peaceful just an instant before, was now filled with the sounds of blasters and screaming. Leia and the squibs dropped down beside Han and Alana. The Duracrete pot was holding up better than the table and chairs, but that wasn't saying a lot. Leia met Han's eyes and nodded. At a signal from Han, they poked their heads out around the container, each on one side, and fired. The quick glance didn't tell them much, only that their attackers wore vaguely Imperial-styled armor. They had blasters, and the blasters were firing at them.
"This pot isn't gonna hold for much longer,"
Han muttered. He caught Leia's eye. Decades spent fighting beside this man had given Leia an insight into how he thought that few others possessed. She knew what he wanted to do, and worse, realized with a sinking feeling that he was right. The pot wouldn't hold. And then, it was the safest of the two very unsafe options. Leia gave Han the briefest of nods.
"Amelia," Han said, "you're gonna have to make a run for it. Head back toward the Falcon. We'll cover you and meet you there as soon as possible. It's not far and you know where to go. Can you do that, sweetheart?"
Eyes wide, breathing accelerated, Alana nodded. With a brief pang, Leia realized that her granddaughter was getting used to having pleasant moments interrupted by blaster fire. Alana was heir to a throne. It was not the first time, nor would it be the last, that the girl's life would be disrupted by danger. Leia firmly set aside her worries
and returned her attention to distracting their attackers long enough so they wouldn't notice one little girl fleeing to safety.